Authorities are investigating the death of a Stark County jail inmate. The sheriff's office says the 76-year-old female attended a court appearance this morning and afterwards said she didn't feel well. The woman was taken to the jail's medical clinic for evaluation. She appeared to suffer cardiac arrest while receiving treatment. Clinic and jail staff continued life-saving measures until Canton firefighters arrived. She was transported to Mercy Hospital, where she died. The woman had been in the jail since June 14th and had a history of health issues. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a woman nearly drowned at Myers Lake Monday night. Shortly after 7 p.m., first responders were called to the Myers Lake Sportsman's Club on North Park Avenue Northwest. A 78-year-old woman had fallen out of a boat near the marina. She was pulled from the water, then taken to Altman Hospital. The woman was transferred to the intensive care unit, where she is in critical condition. Her name has not been released. Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment says shareholders will vote on a proposal to take the company private during a special meeting September 16th. The owner and operator of the Hall of Fame Village announced the date in a filing with the SEC. The Hall of Fame Resort's board of directors recommended going private. The company would merge with Omaha Merger Sub. That's a subsidiary of Industrial Realty Group, which is owned by Stuart Lichter. He's a majority shareholder of Hall of Fame Resort. The company would become a wholly owned subsidiary of HOFV Holdings, LLC. Hall of Fame Resort failed to hold an annual shareholder meeting on time, and their stock was delisted by NASDAQ in June. A new monthly fee to address stormwater and flooding will be added to Canton utility bills. City Council approved adding the fee of $3.75 for each single-family home, duplex, and triplex within the city Monday. According to the repository, other properties, including larger apartment buildings and commercial and industrial facilities, will be assessed the same monthly fee for each 2,750 square feet, up to a maximum of $325. Canton water customers outside the city limits will not be assessed the fee. The city will also give a credit of up to 20% for non-single-family sites if the owner uses measures to improve stormwater quality and reduce water runoff. The estimated $2 million in annual revenue raised by the fee will go toward improving and maintaining Canton's aging stormwater drainage system. A house explosion in Columbiana County leads to a lawsuit. A man, woman, and a 14-year-old girl in the home were treated at Pittsburgh hospitals for serious injuries. The blast took place in the 500 block of Wells Hollow Road in Yellow Creek Township in August 2023. The suit was filed last week in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. It seeks in excess of $25,000 in damages. Family members say in the suit, an employee of Eichler LP Gas filled the home's propane tank, realizing it was empty due to a leak in the external distribution system. It also says filling the tank introduced propane into the home's piping, which began leaking into the home. The suit names the company, owner Gary Eichler, and the employee. Howland Township Police are investigating after two people were found dead inside a home Monday night. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office says one adult male and one juvenile male were discovered in the residence in the 500 block of Mines Road. Their names and ages have not been released. WKBN-TV reports foul play is not a suspected factor. Autopsies are scheduled for tomorrow. A man wanted in Washington, D.C. for making terroristic threats is in the Mahoning County Jail. 69-year-old Al-Fahd Mohammed of North Jackson was arrested Monday on charges of aggravated menace, intimidation, and failure to comply. He allegedly threatened to shoot an employee of Hollywood Gaming Casino in Austintown Sunday morning. Police say he claimed someone at Sportsbook made him lose $15,000 on a horse race. Security escorted Mohammed out of the casino. He allegedly led police on a chase a short time later after failing to pull over and pointed a rifle out of his vehicle. Officers ended the pursuit. Mohammed is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow. A woman faces charges following an incident at the Paranormal Cirque in Boardman. Police working security at the event outside Southern Park Mall Friday night found a woman who was highly intoxicated, unable to stand, and slurring her speech. She allegedly became combative with officers, and one sustained a knee injury. The woman's boyfriend said she was on medication, but later admitted they both had taken psychedelic mushrooms. She was handcuffed and taken to a hospital. The woman reportedly fought with officers and nurses. She was released the next day and arrested on charges of obstructing official business, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. The woman was arraigned today with a pretrial hearing slated for August 26th. An aggravated robbery charge was filed against a 14-year-old in Youngstown Friday. Another 14-year-old told police he had played football with the suspect while running a lemonade stand at 5th Avenue and Redondo Road. Just before 5 p.m., the suspect pulled out a gun and took a safe and backpack from the victim. A tip led police to the suspect, who was arrested and taken to the Mahoning County Juvenile Justice Center. The money was recovered. 2 years of probation for a Hubbard man who pleaded guilty to three counts counts of theft of drugs. 33-year-old Colt Edwards surrendered his pharmacy license and told the court he was receiving addiction services. Investigators say he was identified as the responsible person at a pharmacy on Market Street in Boardman between July and September 2023. Edwards reportedly stole drugs, including hydrocodone, tramadol, and zolpidem during the period, along with other merchandise, including protein bars, condoms, and over-the-counter drugs. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.